Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. The house is a-rockin' and don't bother knockin'. Now the house is a-rockin' and don't bother knockin'.
And the house is a-rockin', don't bother, come on in. Little SRV bringing us back, Mr. the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Corinne Sandler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Corinne is a new friend. She is the CEO of Fresh Intelligence, and put a .com on the end of that, freshintelligence.com. You can find her website where you can find her product that she's created, this service that she's created to help you become more knowledgeable, more professional, and more sophisticated in the way that you go about taking products to market, to customers, and validateit.com, right, Corinne?
That's correct, validateit.com.
So check that out and tell them that you found out about it from me, from my show, and they'll give you a discount. Thank you for that, Corinne. There are a couple of things. Before you go to market with a product, which your program will help with, you have to develop a product, don't you?
Yes, correct, absolutely. And most small businesses and CEOs are constantly trying to pivot and redevelop themselves and bring new products to market and services to market.
So, but your program, Validateit, actually serves that purpose too, right? Product development?
It does. It absolutely does. There are four key stages when you develop a product that really require testing. And, you know, Jim, 72% of products in this world fail. New product development actually fails.
72%?
Correct.
And they, wow.
And they fail due to two major reasons. You know, one is lack of research. And lack of research because of the high cost of research and because of people just don't know how to do research. So, the first series we actually developed on Validateit is a product development series where you might have five ideas for a product and you can rank those five ideas, which will ultimately conclusively tell you which idea would be strong enough to withstand the competition. And the second stage is then you would take that idea, that product idea, and you would need to validate the appeal of your final idea or concept through demand check. You know, will this breakthrough, you know, will you be able to
achieve? Now, how is this happening? Your program is helping with this, right?
That's correct. These are research models that you literally can go to validateit.com, you click on idea rank, you fill in your five ideas, you hit submit, and within five business days, you will get a executive one-page report with actual data-driven, quantified.
This is basically... your program distilling down the big data capability of Google into a report that a small business owner can use.
That's correct, absolutely. Not just use, but actually make a validated decision with, quantified decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once you know which idea can break through, you understand the appeal of the idea, you can then go and do a price check, you know, how does your price affect purchase intent? And finally, we can find out for you, you know, the name of the product will actually drive awareness. And all of this is based on, you know, we test emotions because emotions are very important in purchasing decisions. It is a very robust, complex model that is built for small businesses, so you don't have to worry about the critical thinking.
Right.
It's done for you.
Right. Very interesting. So, folks, it's validateit.com. It's a fascinating capability that she's talking about here. So tell us more. Give us some more examples.
Sure.
Now do you have to pay, is there an exchange of money with Google for this?
Well, you only pay Validateit. For example, a price sensitivity test or an idea test would cost in the range of $30,000 to $40,000. That
right.
is what the actual research cost, and that's why it's been so unaffordable to small businesses. At Validateit, every one of our research models are $1,499. It's $1,499.
Right.
It's incredibly cost effective for 250 respondents, questionnaire design.
So how close is this to a to a focus group?
Well, these are not offline. A focus group is something you do offline, which is what we call qualitative research, and you get a you get 10 people answering your questions.
Right.
This is a quantitative survey where you get 250 people answering your questions. With a focus group, it's usually where you would try to build hypotheses. You can't really hang your hat on 10 people's answers. You can't make assumptions on 10 people. In this case, you can absolutely quantifiably make your decision on 250 answers.
Hmm. So
we also have. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
So we also have, which is incredible for small businesses, which is called a brand health series. Now, brand tracking in the past has been unbelievably unaffordable
right.
to any company, who are kind of your Fortune 500. But in this case, using these models, we are able to help you ascertain your brand positioning. We're able to help you decide whether your advertising, whether it's digital, is going to break through. We can do a full competitive check for you on your competitive analysis. And we can even help you track through what we call an emotional engagement index and how emotionally engaged and loyal, which really drives loyalty
If I enter into a relationship with you, do I pay for individually for each one of these, or can I buy a subscription and make more than one of your products available?
Well, right now they are sold individually, but we're actually in the process of selling subscriptions as well.
That's a good idea.
If anybody wants to buy a subscription, please contact us directly, and we'll arrange it for you.
Validateit.com is how you find Corinne Sandler and her product. Thanks, Corinne. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I would love to.
See you next time. Quick break.
Okay.
29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.